Everybody say that. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Verse 7. And the peace of God, everybody say that. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Amen. Father God, we thank you this morning. We see what you're doing here in our church, God. And we thank you that we get to be a part of it, God. God, we see transformed lives here in this place. Miracles, God. Walking, living, talking, walking miracles, God. Families that you've restored, God. People that, God, you've turned their lives around, God. People that, God, you're doing a work in them and a work through their lives. God, speak to us this morning, God. I pray that your word will encourage us, God. Your word will, God, strengthen us this morning and help us to continue to build here in Pomona Valley, God. Let this word go out, God, and land on good soil this morning. Let us be attentive, God, to what you want to do in our lives. Remove me, God. Help me to decrease that you can increase. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Before you have a seat, turn to two people and tell them, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. And you can have your seat this morning. How many know that prayer changes things? Amen. If you're a product of that and you believe it, not because you heard it, but because it happened to you, I want you to give God some praise. Come on, for 10 seconds. Come on, if you prayed and God moved, clap your hands. God is good, right? God is good all the time. Amen. God is good all the time. Prayer changes things. That's the title of the message. And in the scripture it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. When I looked up that word prayer there in the Google, right, it said a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. A religious service, especially a regular one, at which people gather in order to pray together. Amen. In earnest hope or wish. How many here love to pray? That word supplication, I know we've heard that before as well, but basically that word means to beg. It's like begging. How many know that sometimes when we come before the Lord, we can have that mentality where it's almost like, man, God, I need you to move. God, I need you to move in this situation. It's in a sense almost like we're begging, but we know that we're begging the right person. Amen. Supplication, prayer. The biblical definition says this. Basically means interacting with God. Interacting with God. We come here. We showed up. What a powerful worship we had. Amen. How many love our prayer team? Amen. And we come and we worship the Lord and we hear the word of God, right? We interact here. But how many know that God is looking for a people that interact with him every day? Someone say every day, 24/7, amen, until we get to heaven. Hello, somebody. We see time and time again that in the Bible, how the act of praying is a method of changing a situation for the better. I know me myself. I had a praying mom, and she prayed for me, and I didn't like it. Hello, somebody. And she prayed for me some more, and I still didn't like it. And then she prayed for me some more, and I got into some trouble, and I said, you need to stop praying for me, Mom. But then one day, I realized why she was praying for me, because I ended up at an altar call here at the steps there in Victory Outreach, Seattle, and God changed my life. And I know on that day, I told God this, I don't know how this is going to work, but I know I'm going to give my life to you. If you made that decision too, I want you to clap your hands for Jesus. Her prayers change things. And there's many people here that we pray for things. We believe God for things, and I want you to know this, that even though we see things in the Bible, we see different things that take place in the Bible, and we see the miracles that happen, but how many know miracles are not done happening, amen? Miracles are still taking place. Listen, some of you right there, you are a miracle, amen? Listen, you weren't an easy case. Hello, somebody. You were the toughest case, but somebody prayed, and you're here this morning. Can someone give God some praise? Come on, someone say, thank you, Jesus. Someone say, praise the Lord. Amen. My pastor taught me how to do that. Amen. But how many know that prayer is important for where we're going as well? A prayer, what it does is it gets us in tune. Someone say, in tune. Billy Graham, many of us know who he is, right? A world-renowned evangelist. He lived to be 100 years old, right? And people placed him as one of the most influential Christian leaders in the 20th century. And he said this about prayer. He said, prayer is simply a two-way conversation between you and God. This is a man that had been through some battles. This is the man that had preached God's word. And he makes it real simple. Prayer is a two-way conversation between you and who? God. You know, I just want to share with my heart for a few moments here, but, you know, the other day, I'm like one of those prayer warriors like that I like to pray loud. Anybody like to pray loud? Amen? And I don't know if it's to scare the devil off, I don't know, or to keep myself awake, I have no clue, right? But I like to pray like that. That's how my disciple taught me. Some of you guys may pray like that as well. But I was in my room the other day, and I'm praying and asking God to speak to me. And I said, you know what, God, I'm going to be quiet. This really happened to me. I said, God, I'm going to be quiet, and I want you to speak to me. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. I needed to hear his voice. And then all of a sudden, like I'm there and I'm just, I have my eyes closed. I'm just being quiet before the Lord, like many of us probably do. And it felt like this, and I'll explain it like this. It felt like a cloud went through my mind, and then a voice spoke to me, said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5, right? And then I waited a little bit longer, and then like another cloud went, and it said this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. And then I wait, and this is how it's happening. It's like I'm literally hearing God's voice, and I see like a cloud, and he's speaking these scriptures. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge me, and I shall direct your path, right? Proverbs 3:6. He says, we are more, and then one last cloud, it went and said, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And right there is like something that happened. I knew that God was speaking to me. I just knew that God was speaking to me. But because you know why? I asked him to. I said, God, speak to me. I want to hear your what? Voice. God was speaking to me that day. It reminded me of the scriptures, Psalms 119:11. It says, your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. The ESV version says this, I have stored up your word in my heart. How many know that's heavy, right? And I'm not lying, that really happened. And you know what God did? He gave me a word for you this morning. He said that he wanted me to tell you, God wants more time with you. He wanted me to let the church know this morning, whoever you are, whatever you're going through, God desires more time with you. Plain and simple. You can write that down as number one. Put a number sign next to it. I don't care. The tic-tac-toe sign. Listen, God desires more time with you. When I think about the scriptures, God showed me like this. Because, you know, I'm not like an expert at speaking about prayer. In fact, I think this is one of the first messages that God gave me like this. I don't know why. And as soon as he gave it to me, the next thing I heard was a phone call saying, the vans broke down. Whoa, hello, somebody. Spent the whole day, we're trying to figure this thing out. I thought I was going to study that day. How many know that didn't happen? But I realized, because I kind of was getting a little jumpy, a little anxious, like the Bible said. And I'm like, how's this? What are we going to do? How are we going to get to the Room for Hope? How's this going to happen? How are we going to get to church, right? And I had to catch myself and say, Ralph, the message that you're going to speak, first you're going to have to live it first. First you got to live it first. And when I think about the scriptures, our pastor says it all the time. It talks about the woman with the issue of blood, right? How many love that scripture? It talks about that she got touched, right? She got touched. She touched Jesus, right? And the power that she received changed her life. And then God showed me like this, and I'm just trying to paint a picture for you, right? God showed me that it's like that. When you pray, what you do is you touch Jesus, and then he begins to change you. Some would say prayer changes things. The power that she received from Jesus, it changed her life. And it showed me that that's how prayer is. And anybody here that prays, you know what I'm talking about. Someone say, I know what you're talking about, right? But not only that, not only did she touched him, and the Bible says in Luke 8:46, it says this, but Jesus said, somebody touch me, for I perceive power going out from me. Read it right there. See, what happened is, She drawed power from God, and he felt the power going from him. How many know that's deep? Well, it's a picture of prayer that God showed me. When we pray, God can feel his power. He could feel, I'm going to give you what you asked for. I'm going to move in this area, whatever, as long as it's in God's will. Hello, somebody, right? But he said this, somebody touch me, for I perceive power going from me. When we pray, God knows. God knows when you pray, my friend. God knows when we pray. Hello, somebody. How many know that we can all improve in that area? Clap our hands. Amen. So the second thing that God showed me about prayer is there's power in prayer. For those that take notes, write that down. It's like that Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. I said, with God, all things are possible. How about the story of Zacchaeus? Stay with me. Tell your neighbor, stay with them. How about, anybody ever read that story, right? The story of Zacchaeus that climbed the sycamore tree. And what did he do? The Bible says that this man, short of stature, he couldn't really see over everybody. So what he does is he climbs a tree so he can get a better glimpse of Jesus. Does anybody remember that story? Clap your hands if you do. Amen. A few people. You can read it in Luke chapter 19 later, okay? So what happens is he climbs the sycamore tree to get a better glimpse. And sometimes with prayer, how many, it's like that as well. If you have never prayed before, when you go before the Lord, whether you kneel on your knees or whether you pray standing up or whether you move around or whatever the case may be, what you're doing is you're trying to see, God, what is it that you want me to see? God, what is it that you want to speak to me? And the tricky thing that God showed me is, picture this. We could read it, but I'm going to just, you could take that one down, bro. Picture this. Jesus is walking through the town, right? And you got this guy Zacchaeus, and he climbs up a sycamore tree. Someone say a sycamore tree. And then all of a sudden, so Jesus is walking. He sees maybe that guy that he healed yesterday. Hello, somebody. He sees someone over here trying to sell some fruit, maybe. Right? He sees the disciples over there sleeping, right? He sees different things as he's walking, and then all of a sudden, bam, he sees Zacchaeus there in the tree. And God showed me that when you pray, that's exact, when we truly pray like it says on the title, that prayer changes things, we go, we get a better glimpse, we climb that tree. How many have ever felt like that? Like sometimes you had to pray for something, it was like a climb. It was like a push. It was like, I got to get there. Can someone say amen? It was like, man, God, help me. These kids. Oh, I got to climb higher because I got to get a glimpse. Because like Zacchaeus, he was there. He was short of stature, the Bible says. And he couldn't see. Maybe we're not short. Maybe you're tall. But maybe sometimes pressures of life could keep us feeling small. Hello, somebody. Huh? Things that you don't know how to handle keep us feeling a little small. And climbing up that tree allowed him to get a better glimpse of Jesus, but also Jesus got a better glimpse of him. When we pray and we realize that prayer changes things, what Jesus gets a glimpse of you. And he sees how much you want him. He sees how much you desire him. He sees how much you need him. He sees how much you include him. How many know prayer changes things? Clap your hands. So another thing you could write down is this. Prayer gets God's attention. I don't know who you are today, but if you're experiencing a desperate situation, when you pray, it gets God's attention. Can somebody say amen? When I think about our ministry, someone say Victory Outreach. When I think about our ministry, I think about a ministry that has prayed, right? I think about a ministry that since 1967, they've prayed and believed God for the inner cities of the world. How many know that that's we're a part of? Did you know you're a part of something great? Did you know that you're a part of changing lives? Did you know that you're a part of seeing families restored? Oh, hello, you should clap your hands for that, amen? Some of us are recipients of that, right? God restored our family. My dad was a meth addict, man, and he was cooking methamphetamines, and his marriage was all messed up. But listen, once he made a decision to go to the home, amen, God began to intervene, man. He began to get a hold of God. God, prayer began to change things in his life. God restored his marriage. God restored our family. And I'm here to tell you that prayer does change things. Since 1967, our founders have been people who have prayed. How many know that we need to be people that pray? In the book, Treasures Out of Darkness, Pastor Sonny writes of a time in the 60s where he had to separate and really get a hold of God for his life. And all of a sudden, he said that he's having this conversation with God. Follow with me real quick. Pastor Sonny, our founder, the founder of Victory Outreach, he's having this conversation with God, and he's saying, God, I've been through a lot of turmoil. You can read it, page 89 of Treasures Out of Darkness. Amen. He says, God, I'm feeling full of turmoil. I don't know. Things are not working for me. He went and separated in San Diego to pray and ask God to speak to him. And then all of a sudden, God tells him this, Sonny, you're not in my will. Sonny, you're not in my perfect will. And Pastor Sonny says, well, what do I do? What do you want me to do? He was looking for a word from God. He was praying. Someone say, he was praying. Pastor Sonny prayed, and God answered him. God said, I want you to open a church. I want you to fill it with drug addicts and their families. Pastor Sonny prayed, and God answered him. Because, baby, look, at 52 years later, we're still here. Come on now. Building churches so that drug addicts could come. Lost and hurting people could come. Depressed people could come. And their families. Can someone say amen? We're still doing what God called us to do. See, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. We are a part of a great movement here in Victory Outreach, right? Since 1967, Victory Outreach has grown from one church to a worldwide movement. Someone say, worldwide movement. You got to know what you're part of this morning. Whether you just walked through the doors for the first time today, or whether you've been here for a while, we're a part of something great. Can someone say amen? Right, 700 churches and ministries with locations across America in 30 countries. Hello, somebody. Say 30 countries. Listen, from Chicago to Europe. Hello, somebody. Right, from the Philippines to the Netherlands, from Brazil to Africa, from Mexico to Australia. Victory Outreach is making a worldwide impact. Come on, you got to get excited about that. Why? Because people prayed for treasures out of darkness. Tap your neighbor and tell him, listen, you are a treasure out of darkness. Oh, come on, you got to do it again. Nudge him and say, you're a treasure. I heard it say like this, and I hope that I'm driving it home now. Amen. I'm looking at the time clock. Hello, somebody. Listen, I've heard it said like this. Prayer moves the hand of God. But I also believe this, prayer should move our hand for God. I tell you what, my friend, we're in a place where God is calling Victory Outreach Pomona to know that, yes, prayer moves the hand of God, but also that prayer should move your hand for God. Can somebody say amen? Move those hands and clap your hands for Jesus. I don't know what your ministry you're part of. I don't know what God has ministered to you, but I'm here to tell you, whatever it is, no matter how it seems, no matter what is coming your way, and I say it like this, sometimes I feel like it's coming this way, this way, this way, every way. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. How many know since 1981, Victory Outreach Pomona has been seeing the hand of God move? Oh, I don't know if you heard me this morning, but also since 1981, we've seen people who have moved their hands for God. Can someone say amen? Someone say prayer changes things. I really feel like God gave me this message. You know why? Because God's on the move. Just like this sweat is on the move. I'm going to be like Otis Owens. Remember him? I got to take this coat off. You can see all the sweat marks. God is on the move. Listen, we got to see it like I preached last time. You know, God's doing a new thing. We got to be able to see it. God is on the move. God is on the move. For those of you that have been praying, hello somebody. Those of you that have been believing God, those that you have been putting your hand to the plow, those that have been feeling like, man, I need some help. Listen, God is on the move. And you're clapping your hands. You know why? Because you have been feeling it. You know why? Because the enemy has been knocking on your door. But you know what? Don't give up. Don't give up. Prayer changes things. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, I want you to look to the screens. It's a real simple scripture. In fact, you can put your Bible down. You will not need it no more. They're going to be on here. Real simple. What does it say? Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Say it with me. Pray without. Say it again. You know what that means? That means you're going to be walking. That means you're going to be going through life. That means we're going to experience some things. Say amen if you've been experiencing some things. That means the pressures of life, they're going to come. Hello, somebody. And you know what? You got to continue to pray without ceasing. That word cease basically means they got these red things on corners, and so they tell cars to what? Stop. So it means pray without stopping. Sometimes what we do, you see people here, or you maybe know a family member that talked a lot about the Lord, or you know, but then all of a sudden you don't see them no more, right? Or you're like, you know what happened? Instead of praying without stopping, they did backwards. Sometimes people do it backwards. We stop without praying, right? God wants us to be a people in Victory Outreach Pomona that we pray without stopping, and not stop what you're doing for the Lord without praying. Can someone say that's deep? It's real simple, but it's deep. See, God wants to tell you this morning. Don't stop believing for your future. Don't stop believing for God's call on your life. Don't stop believing for your family. I said, don't stop believing for your family. Keep praying for your children. Keep praying for your children. Keep praying for your children. I said, keep praying for your children. I remember, man, guys like Jeremiah, man, when he was like, you know, this guy, man, we had a kids gang, and he was like one of the knuckleheads of knuckleheads. And this guy, he's looking at me right now like, what you gonna say? And he would do this thing like a suction cup on the hands. Like and everybody would be clapping on tune, but then he'd be the one in the back clapping off tune with the suction cup hands. Pa, 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 pa. He was, you know? But you know what? People prayed for him, right? We believe God for him. Give it up for the kids gang teachers. His mom kept praying for him as well. She didn't give up. People didn't give up. And look at him here today. He's the youth leader of our church. Amen. He's a worship leader. Amen. God's using his life. I thought about I thought about other kids here, some different ones, you know. I thought about them. I don't know why, Brother Richard, but I was thinking about Gabriel and Johnny and your boys. And I remember when we go to the conferences, and I remember these guys, they have their Bible bags, man. You know, we were on our way to church, on our way to the conference, be holding their Bible bags. We're going to the New Gen service. And you know what God told me to tell every parent in this place? Keep praying for your children. Don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. They're going to serve God. They're going to be here praising the Lord. Look at me. My mom didn't give up on me. And now I'm preaching on a Sunday morning service. Someone give God some praise. Miracles. God is still able to do a miracle in your life. My grandma, she's here. She's been praying for her son, you know, and now God's doing a work in his life. He's getting help. He's getting the attention he needs. He's taking care of business. You know why? Because God has taught her how to be a praying woman. Can someone say amen? Keep praying for your family. Keep praying for your pastors. I say, keep praying for your pastors. I say, keep praying for your pastors. Keep praying for our church. Keep praying for your ministry. I don't know what ministry you're part of. Actually, I do know what some ministries you're part of. And I'm a part of different ones too. You know what God showed me? Don't stop believing. Prayer changes things. We need to be a church that prays. Can someone say amen? When I looked up that scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without stopping, I looked up the Message version. Want to know what it says? Say yeah. It says pray all the time. Pray all the time. Tell your neighbor, pray all the time. You know what? I mean, obviously you're not going to be walking around on your knees all day, right? Some of our pants look like we have been. Hello. But it's like an attitude of prayer, right? I like what one of our elders say, Pastor Rick. He says, you got to practice God's presence. You got to practice God's presence. See, the same way God used Moses to lead his people out of bondage in Egypt, listen, the same way God spoke to Noah and used him to build an ark that sailed on the flood, the same way that God spoke to Peter and then used Peter's voice to preach, and in Acts chapter 2, thousands were saved, the same way he spoke to Pastor Sonny in 1967, now we have a worldwide movement. Listen, the same way God desires you to get into his presence, to spend time with him, to hear his voice. I don't hear you this morning. To hear his voice and to accomplish his will for your life. God's speaking to someone. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't nudge your head. No, it's not for them. It's for you. It's for you. Tell your neighbor it's for you. I love church, man, because I'll be right there in my seat like, God, help me. I feel like pastor's talking just to me. Then he comes real close to me, and I'm like, don't hit me. Don't tell everybody I'm talking about him. That's talking. But you know what? Some of us, we got to take it like that for pastor, right? We got to be that example sometimes. We're not all perfect. How many here are perfect? Clap your hands. Oh, you know? Gotcha. I'm sorry. Hope I didn't lose points right there, okay? Just that sometimes we're in church and we just be clapping like, praise the Lord. Somebody's sick, praise the Lord. God wants you to accomplish his will for your life. I said, God wants you to accomplish his will for your life. Hey, it might not be very deep. Maybe it's not a good analogy. Maybe it's not like a good parable. But I'm here to tell someone, God wants to accomplish his will in your life. And that's worth not giving up, right? That's worth not just giving in. That's worth it to keep fighting the good fight of faith. That's worth it to keep running that race. Someone say it's worth it. 1 John 5:14, look at the screens. The Bible's real plain and simple. It says, now this is the confidence that we have. Someone say confidence. This is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to what? To his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have petitions that we asked of him. Someone say, his will. His will. His will. I got to hear you say it again. Say, his will. The key, I heard this, the key to effective prayer is getting our will in alignment with God's will. The ones that heard that, like, those, we're the ones that, like, man, sometimes our will, right? Let's be real. I want you to listen to this. The key to effective prayer is getting our will in line with God's will. Nothing lies outside the reach of prayer except that which lies outside of the will of God. Nothing lies outside of the reach of prayer except that which lies outside of the will of God. Hello, somebody. It's not our will, but his will. How many more, I know times get tough sometimes. Oh, come on now. Some of you guys took a deep breath and you're like, yes, that's me. How many know that things don't always go the way you want them? Right? I see the heads go boom, 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 boom. How many know it's not always easy? It's because God's aligning your will with his. Right? It's like chipping away at things that God doesn't want in our life. It's not because he's trying to hurt you or harm you. It's he's saying this, I'm making you more in my image. Not your will, but my will, he says. Even Jesus, the Son of God, he said, God, if you could take this cup from me, right? Man, but nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done. And look, you know what he was looking at? He was looking at the cross, that he was going to have to go hang on that cross. He was going to have to be sacrificed on that cross. He was going to shed his blood, that excruciating pain on that cross. What are the things that we face? What are the things that we face? Whatever they are, I know they're not like that, but face them. Face them. Face them. It's because God's aligning your will with his. When I think about the text that we opened up with, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, how many know that God desires us to pray? Say amen. But how many know that the nuts and bolts of life and things we experience on a day-to-day basis, we get anxious? I see all the heads. I wanted to put up that definition of anxious. Oh, man, you can't really see it, huh? Someone say anxious. Well, it's there. You don't have to look at it, okay? Pay attention. Some of you guys are already squinting your eyes. How many know that the nuts and bolts of life, that we experience on a day-to-day basis, we get a little anxious? Oh, come on now. If you have a favorite show on TV, you're like, oh, man, why is it taking forever? Every other day goes by fast, but when I'm waiting for this show, it's like everything's in slow motion. Someone say anxious. Experiencing worry, unease, or nervousness. Typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. Someone say anxious. I hope that you're getting something. Clap your hands if you're getting a little something today. So basically it's saying this. I looked up a few other words that are similar. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Another word is, be worried for nothing. I want to minister to someone's heart tonight, this morning. Sorry, I'm used to preaching at night. Be worried for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Be concerned for nothing. Be apprehensive for nothing. Fearful for nothing. Uneasy for nothing. A little at ease for nothing. Troubled for nothing. Listen, he says, be not bothered for nothing. Be disturbed for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Are you getting something? Say amen. It's basically like saying this. Be disturbed for nothing. fretful for nothing, fretting for nothing, agitated for nothing, in a state of agitation for nothing, nervous for nothing, in a state of nerves for nothing, edgy for nothing. Anybody ever felt edgy? Worked up, keyed up, strung up, jumpy. Be jumpy for nothing. You know what God's saying? Chill out. I got this. Someone say, God's got this. It says, be worried sick for nothing. Be with one stomach in knots for nothing. God doesn't want you to worry about that. Prayer changes things. I said, prayer changes things. I said, prayer changes things. Be stressed for nothing. How about this one? Be on pins and needles for nothing. Sometimes we put pins, you ever think like the pins and needles that you lay on? Sometimes we put ourselves on that. We go through that. And God says, why don't you just pray? Why? You don't have to go through that, son and daughter. Be anxious for nothing. See, God gave me a clear word for our church this morning. Prayer changes things. I hope that you leave here today and that stays etched in your mind and your heart. And you realize that it doesn't matter how big or how small, right? Prayer can change things. Clap your hands if you believe it. Amen. Come on now. I want to know if you really believe it. Clap your hands. If you face an impossible situation, come on. Clap your hands if you know prayer can change it. But sometimes it's like prayer. God doesn't want to change that. He wants to change us. And listen, my friends. Listen, Church of Pomona. God wants to change us. So that way, through us, we could be workers and help to change others for him, obviously, right? God changes them. The life application says this: imagine never worrying about anything. It seems like an impossibility. We all have worries. Say amen if you have worries. You're worried about when I'm going to stop preaching already. Those that laugh, right? You know. We all have worries on the job. Anybody have worries on the job? Oh, hello, somebody. Worries at home? Hello, somebody. Worries at school? Where's all the students at? But Paul's advice to turn our worries into prayers, he said to turn our worries into prayers. I want the worship team to go ahead and come forward. They just got the timer. I don't know what time it is. Paul's advice is to turn our worries into prayers. You know what happens when you pray? Listen, just a few more moments. You know what happens when you pray? You begin to shape those worries into prayers. Yeah, they're there. Yeah, it's really happening. But God wants to shape you from being a worrier. And I'm not saying everybody's all like worried about things, but we get anxious. Hello, somebody. We go through things, right? We're like, how long is it going to take? Man, when is it going to happen? When am I going to be able to do this? Whatever the case may be. See, God doesn't want us. God wants to shape our worries into prayers. I want to encourage us today. God wants to spend more time with you. And I believe when we truly do that as a church, we spend more time with God, we'll see the evidence here in our church. You should clap your hands right there. I know it wasn't that deep, but God wants to turn some prayer warriors into prayer warriors. Sometimes we could be prayer warriors, right? Oh, God, when is this going to happen? How are we going to do this? When's the finances going to come in? When's it going to come? When's he going to come home? When's she going to change? When's this going to happen? How's this going to happen? How am I going to do this? I don't know how it's going to happen. We're prayer warriors, but God's looking for prayer warriors. Those are people that shape those worries into prayers. God, you know what? I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to keep standing and keep walking and believing. And then listen, that's when it's going to happen, when you least expect it. Woo! Someone do that. Woo! Let it out this morning, man. God's not looking for prayer warriors. He's looking for prayer warriors. I'm going to believe that God's doing a new thing. God is on the move. Someone say, God is on the move. People that are praying are looking for how God is moving. But people that are not praying, I don't know what you're looking for. I really don't. I'm speaking to myself. Being in the home, I'll be quite honest with you. I had a prayer life before, but oh man, do I have a prayer life now. Woohoo! And you know what I tell the men? You know what feels good? What feels good is when the pastor's praying. I mean, when the pastor's talking about, you know, are you praying? Are you getting into your word? I tell the men, it feels good to know that we could say, yes. Yes. Try it. Try it. Imagine the things that are going to be changed and the things that you're going to see start to happen and the things that are going to begin to start place to taking place. And then you're looking from over here and you know deep down inside that not one time did you pray for any of those things to happen. That's not something to nod your head about. Because you know what? The ones that really want to see those things happen, they get down and they pray. They say, God, use me. They say, God, you know what? I know prayer moves the hand of God. But you know what? I want to be one of those ones that prayer moves my hand for God. I want to do something for God. You know what? Those that are a part of different ministries and life groups, keep building those things. I got a word from you. Now's the time to pray, and now's the time to build. Now's the time to pray, and now's the time to build. I don't hear you clapping. Now's the time to pray, and now's the time to build. Prayer warriors. Someone say prayer warriors. You can stand to your feet tonight, this morning. I'm doing it again. I don't know how this ministered to you. I really don't. But when I look at our ministry, you know, God showed me this, man, over at the, this might be way off, but at the Run for Hope, they had this guy named Super Giver. Right? Super Giver. He was wearing like a blue mask. He was like, he had a cape on. And I thought about this. You know what? In our ministry, our kids don't know nothing about Superman. We don't want them to know nothing about Spider-Man. We want them to know about Super Giver. How many know we come up with our own characters in Victory Outreach? I want to give like Super Giver, your kids. I want to give like him. I want to be faithful like him. How about this? Parents, your Super Giver. How about us in the church? We model to the young ones. We tithe. We're United We Can givers. We're Super Giver. I just don't wear a mask. We need people that are committed here. And you know who's going to be the ones that are committed? The ones that pray for the change to come. The ones that not just, they want to be the change so we can see the change. Can someone say amen? Can someone say amen? I want you to close your eyes right there where you're at. And I believe God is really getting ready to do something powerful in our church. Close your eyes. I believe God is setting some of you up to be one that receives hope, but also that you give hope. That's why it feels the way that you feel sometimes. And I came to tell everybody this as your eyes are closed. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. And listen, I want to get ready to do this altar call, but if you're here this morning, and you really feel like you're up against the wall, man, with a certain situation, maybe you feel like you could do more, I want to open up this altar call for those that come and say, you know what? I need prayer to change my situation. I need prayer to make change inside of me this morning. There's some of you here that listen, through your life, your whole family is going to get touched. Through the calling that God has on your life, listen, a whole nation is going to be touched. That's it. As you're at this altar, just lift your hands. They're going to sing a song. Thank you, Jesus. The change that you want to see happen first needs to happen inside your heart. Thank you, Lord. I said, lift your hands. Whoa. prayer changes things. I